even remembers him anymore. He's still alive, I think. Must be pretty old, Tom Lehrer. He was very big in my youth, Tom Lehrer. He was a math professor at MIT, and he did that in his spare time. He wrote these really cute song parodies, very political, very on the spot, and how fitting, my favorite story of the weekend is Nuclear Genie out of the bottle. Thanks, George. Thank you, George. Atomic officials estimate. How would you like to be an atomic official? What do you do? I'm a talk show host. Well, I am an atomic official. That as many as 40 more countries have the technical skill and in some cases the required material to build the bomb. I feel like I'm just being taken back on a wave of nostalgia. This is so 60s. It is. You people my age, you know that. Oh, God, the bomb, they're going to drop this. See, we didn't know about MAD then, Mutual Assured Destruction, which assured that nobody would ever use the bomb. Because, like, every country with the bomb knew that if they dropped the bomb, then some other country with the bomb would drop the bomb on, you know. So you sort of said, it's not worth the effort. Don't do it. But now every lunatic on earth has the bomb, you know, least of which is fucking Bush. India and Pakistan. Oh, yeah. That one. See, now, if they want to blame Clinton for something, that's something I blame Clinton for. Who was it who got the bomb that he didn't even know? Like, one day they go, oh, my God, Pakistan has the bomb? And Clinton is like, duh. They had no clue. No clue. The whole intelligence community, no clue. They were like testing and everything. Nobody noticed. There's something you could blame Clinton for. Like, how come you didn't notice when Pakistan got the bomb? But it couldn't be 40 countries. I don't know. I think of what is it supposed to be, 7 that admit to it? France and us and India and Pakistan and who even knows? Too many. So the more people that have it, the more likely some asshole is gonna, you know, like say, yeah, fuck it, you know. You have it, use it. And they're gonna use it. And then everybody else, and nobody is to say that we're not the ones that are gonna do it. Because, you know, there's this tactical nuclear weapon thing. You know, this is, well, you know, it may be a nuke, but it's a baby. It's a little one. A little one doesn't count. It only counts like a big one. But if you use like a tactical one, that hardly counts. You know, when they want the bunker busted, we are so screwed. Oh, my God. I still don't understand, like, how a country like North Korea, you know, what? Who are they going to nuke? I mean, there still is mutual assured destruction. You know, there still is the first person who does it, except us, you know, the bully. But any other country, you know, somebody would be bombing the crap out of them. I mean, what is North Korea going to bomb China? You know, they'd be gone in like 1 second. I'm talking about like where they can actually bomb us. They can't bomb us. They have no delivery system. You know, so, and somebody last week, when this all started up last week, said, how could a country, we go, oh, we're the greatest power on earth. Oh, God, get under the bed. We have to be afraid. Oh, North Korea. How can we be afraid of fucking North Korea? That's the thing about Bush. We're supposed to be afraid of everybody. And you go, if we are the world's greatest superpower, and these are like, I'm sorry, I don't want to insult anybody's ethnicity out there, but the rest of these countries are like pishy little countries. You know, oh God, we were supposed to be afraid of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. What are you, nuts? We're supposed to be afraid of Iran? When you really think about it, these are two things that can't go together. How can we be the only superpower left and yet be afraid of every pishy little country on earth? One or the other. Pick one. What a mess. What a mess. Oh, Jesus. And what are they worried about? What are they worried about? Look at the Drudge Report. You'll see what they're worried about. They can't stop talking about this. I only got my Newsweek. I only like when I get books. Oh, God, did I get a book this weekend? And I already ruined my life because I read too much of it to take it on the airplane already. So I don't know what I'm going to do because I have to finish this. Because, like, when I know I'm going away, I like to get a new book to take on the airplane. Because otherwise, I'm just going to take that Nelson DeMille book about Flight 800 that I read 10 pages every 6 months when I go away. Because it starts out great. Remember, I think I told you this 6 months ago, where this couple is having sex on the beach. Adulterous sex, because they're both married, on Long Island the night Flight 800 crashes, and they're videotaping themselves having sex. So they videotaped the missile shooting down Flight 800. But I haven't read but 10 or 20 pages in the last 6 months. So, I don't know, they either destroy the tape or they hide, not because of the missile, because it's the tape of them having adulterous sex with each other. You know, so it's like the whole key to the mystery of Flight 800 in this novel is this adultery tape. I'm sure I'm mishmashing it up. But that's the book I've been taking, I don't know, at least 6 months ago. I don't know how long I've had this book. I can't even remember the name of it. Because Nelson DeMille is like, the idea of his books are all right, but then they just turn into regular, like, adventure novels. Plum Island, you know, was a great idea. But then, you know, it could be about anything. So, I already think I read too much of this book. Because you don't want to take a book on an airplane and finish it. First of all, finish it during your flight going somewhere. That's the worst. Because you don't want to get, well, then you have nothing left to read. Then you have to read the Air Mall, Sky Mall, whatever that is. You know, oh, I love that. I want to buy everything. And since I when I get a good book now, I always think, oh, I'll give it to Joanne. You know, you can spend $7.50 for some fucking little paperback. You really ought to, two people ought to get to read it. So I don't know. And I'm going, oh God, what if I can't finish it in time? So this book is called, and this is not a new book, by the way. They just put it out. Maybe there's a movie coming out because it was like one of those $15 paperbacks. And I never seemed like it was going to be that good that I wanted to spend, you know, $14 or $15. But this one, they put it out in what to me is a normal paperback, which now costs $7.50. The Lovely Bones. The Lovely Bones by Alice Sebold. Oh, my God. It's about a 14-year-old girl who gets murdered by a sex fiend. And it's written in the first person by her in heaven looking down at what's going on after she gets murdered. What a book. Oh, my God. It's a girl book. Don't pay any attention. You stick with Chuck, whatever, whose name we can't say. What a book this is. It's like just heartrending. because this word, and then you read about the woman who wrote it. Because the only other thing she seems to have written is a memoir. The minute I hear somebody wrote a memoir, I hate them. If I had ever read that before, I never would have bought this and missed out on a really good book. This is about a 14-year-old girl who gets raped and murdered. Well, Alice Siebold was raped when she was a freshman in college. So this is obviously her way, this novel, which she wrote before the memoir, which I wouldn't read if you paid me, was her way of working out the trauma of being raped. Because, you know, how big a step is it from being raped to being raped and killed? I mean, assuming it was a real rape. I think she really got raped. You know, because we have date rape now. We all know about date rape. Who are you? Why did I have sex with you? I was so drunk. Oh, you raped me. Please. Did you see those little rapists on 60 Minutes last night? Talking about rape? You know, this is where my worldview comes in so handy. That more than one thing can be happening at the same time. Which most people seem to have like a problem with that. You know, only one person could have told about Valerie Plame. Why? 10 people could have told 10 different reporters. You idiots, you. All right. So these little Duke rapists. And I have no doubt that they're rapists. Despite the fact that 60 Minutes did a very thorough investigation of this whole case, and they just, the prosecutorial misconduct up the wazoo, there is no way they could have raped that girl. You know, the whole thing is a disaster. The second exotic dancer that was at the party now says there was no way the other woman could have gotten raped, that they were together. And yet, you watch what's going on, and you say to yourself, why is it beyond people's capacity to imagine that everybody is lying, that they're all lying? Certainly the prosecutor. I mean, he really reminds me of that Michael Jackson prosecutor. He really reminds me of Sneddon, this Nifon guy. This guy, you wouldn't believe a word he said. First of all, he looks like he's always wearing makeup. This guy looks like there's a patina of powder on his face at all times. So you wouldn't trust the person who looked like that. And he's like, oh, the DNA, just because there is no DNA doesn't mean they didn't rape her. Well, really? Of course, what the DNA could mean, the absence of DNA, since the woman who claimed she was raped did not participate in 60 Minutes. Her family is now saying the whole 60 Minutes thing is an attempt to intimidate her. But the second exotic dancer who was at this Duke lacrosse team party of little innocent lambs and angels, it's the little innocent lamb and angel party, she says they had talked about raping her, shoving a broomstick up her. Wow, now that might explain the absence of DNA, mightn't it? No DNA on a broomstick. And I personally think that they did something. Somebody scared the shit out of that other dancer. That's because she's told like so many different stories already, that woman, the second one, that something's up with her. But if they used a foreign object... All right, so I personally, I'm just sitting there watching. I'm saying they're all lying. I don't know what the hell happens, but nobody's sitting here telling the truth. I mean, one of these little scumbag lacrosse players says, oh, your whole life you try to do the right thing. And then, you know, in just 1 second, somebody ran. I'm thinking, yeah, the right thing, like a drunken party where you hire strippers. You know, I mean, I don't really care, and it's, you know, but we're not little lambs and angels. Somebody said on the radio last night, Drudge said on the radio last night, what would these boys, these wonderful young boys have done if, say, Mark Foley had walked into their party? What if some gay guy would have pranced in? So something is going on, which I think that whatever happened, like, it's something else. Plus, you know what else they never mentioned? About little baby face, what's his name, Colin Finnerty? Finnerty, whatever his name is. He was convicted of assault in Washington, D.C. Just for starting a fight out of nowhere. Oh, really? Really? Gee whiz. How come they left that out? How come you didn't mention that? Well, you're trying to make us, you know, they're probably being railroaded in a way, but they probably did something they really shouldn't have done. And this sack of crap prosecutor is a sack of crap. So everything is in kind, you know, it's kind of like Alex was talking about this Friday, you know. It's like, to me, OJ. You know, a story that we're never going to find out what happened. We're never going to know what the hell happened with OJ Simpson. I know. I figured out what happened. But you think anybody's ever going to know? Nobody's ever going to know because he didn't kill them, but he's lying. I'm the only person on earth who was smart enough to figure out what happened with OJ. So there, but I don't think I'm going to tell you. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. Alex Bennett can't stand the guy in the White House, and he'll tell you so, mornings at 9 East, 6 West. Tom Hartman takes back America at noon East, 9 a.m. West. And look out, it's Lynn Samuels at 1 East, 10 a.m. West. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that different. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7600. That's 1-800-335-7600. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tom Hartman.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is afraid to negotiate. And now he's having to negotiate out of fear. It's the exact opposite of what John Kennedy suggested in his inaugural address back in 1961.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
And Bush has done both.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
So is it a bad sign that yesterday I called the hotel to confirm my reservation? Because whenever I think it's like time to call and confirm, it's always the day before they send me the email confirmation. It happened the last time too, you know, I'm like, oh God, I'll get there and they'll say, who are you? You know, and I called yesterday, but today I got the email. But I call yesterday, and I'm such an idiot. I'm thinking all day, you should try to call them when it isn't busy. You know, you shouldn't call when it's checkout. And you shouldn't call, well, basically that's it, I guess, you know, because people check in all the time. So I called them yesterday, and there's this sound, and I say to this girl, what is that sound? She says, oh, it's the fire alarm. I said, is there a fire? She says, no, we don't think so. So I'm like so tempted to call back today and say, was there a fire? And then I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe that's a bad sign. You know? I think I'm going to write down the phone number of this other place there. Because they were just trying to, if they burned down, they were just trying to send you to a different, you know, thing in their chain. I think I'm going to write down the phone number of the Valley Ho. All right. Because I just thought, how weird. How often would a human being call a hotel while a fire alarm is going out? So Dave Gorab, you know, who's my boss, who's more normal than I am, he says, well, it's a good sign that it happened before you went there. You know, it's better that it's happening on a Sunday that you're not there than it would go off, you know, because then they probably evacuate or something. You know, you're probably taking a nap and they make you get up. I swear to God, I feel like just going and just going to that hotel and laying down and sleeping for a week. You can't do that. You have to go gamble and go to the mall and walk around and go to the Sugar Bowl. It's not a football set. Wasn't that a great Met game last night? Oh, I loved, you know what I loved? I loved how it ended with that fabulous double play. I don't know why. Like, a nice, clean double play is so nice. And I'm so proud of myself because, you know, I do something else on Sunday night. And I was listening to one thing. And I had the ball game on with the sound off. And I know baseball so well that I don't even need, you don't need the sound. You really don't, except when they start doing flashbacks. You don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, yeah, we should talk about the guy they fired from Fox for his racist comment that I read the story 400 times and I can't find the racist comment. I can't. He didn't say anything. Scott in Ohio.
Hey, Lynn. I love your show, but lately you've been driving me crazy. First this Mark Foley thing, and now you think these guys at Duke raped somebody?
Something happened. Something that isn't right happened.
Well, yeah, what happened was she got arrested for public drunkenness, and to get out of it, she starts saying, oh,
no, yes. No, they did something. They did so. They're little scumbags.
There was an argument over the bill, and I'm sure that some N-words were thrown around, and so she decides that she thinks it's okay to send these guys to prison for 30 years.
No, I think they did so. I think maybe they shoved a broom up her.
Did she just has never said that. What she said.
Well, she's a whack job. But the thing is, they're little scumbags, and she's a whack job.
Well, no.
And the prosecutor is a sack of crap. So how are you going to get the truth out of that?
Well, I certainly agree with you that the prosecutor is a sack of crap. What he did was he pandered to the black community while this was going on to get elected.
But that's ridiculous. There's nobody even hardly running against him.
He was in a tough re-election bid to be the district attorney.
No,
it's a fact. You can go back and...
But what he did... But it would have been so stupid. You know, sometimes things are, like, just so stupid that nobody would even do them. What would happen, you know, if it all comes out that he manipulated this and he's lying and, you know, he could end up in prison himself.
Certainly he could. But in the meantime, you've got guys that whose lives are ruined.
All their lives are not ruined. They're such little drama queens.
Lynn, I want you to explain to me how a woman can supposedly be dragged into a bathroom and vaginally, orally, and anally raped for 30 minutes by three different men, and not one bit of DNA can be found anywhere on her.
Broomstick!
she didn't say broomstick.
I don't care what she said. If she was drunk, excuse me. If you're drunk and you're like nutty to begin with and somebody's shoving things up you, maybe you don't even know what they're shoving up you.
But the doc, the hospital, the only thing they said was, well, it looks like she's had some sex, which she had with her boyfriend and the two boys.
Did you look at those boys last night?
Yeah.
Well, they're little creeps.
Well, no, what this is another example of a phenomenon in the country where white guys are presumed guilty, especially rich white guys.
First of all, they're not all rich. How come they didn't mention the assault conviction?
How come they didn't mention that she's cried rape before to get herself out of trouble?
That's not quite the same thing as the fact that that Finnerty guy has been convicted within the last 6 months or something of assault.
Of being in a fight in college.
Well, that's an assault. And it wasn't in college. It was in Washington, D.C.
He's in college. He's a young guy who got in a fight. I can line up 100 guys that have done that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What this is a white prosecutor pandering to the black community, and he's like, hey, fuck these guys. These are rich white guys. That's what this is.
No, they're jocks, first of all.
And everybody is...
Do you know, how old are you? Do you remember Glen Ridge? Do you remember Glen Ridge, New Jersey?
No.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, after Glen Ridge, New Jersey, I will always assume that the boys are guilty. Always. It was a high school. All right, you're not interested. I disagree with you. I think they did something wrong, and it may not be exactly what she said, because she's nuts. But they're lying their asses off. Those are not little lambs and angels, dear.
No, not. These are jocks who are big men on campus who had a party and got drunk and hired some strippers.
Yeah, so away we're not so fabulous.
Well, no. Now, if you want to haul them into jail for underage consumption, fine. But what you're doing here is you're assuming...
I am giving my opinion. That's what I'm doing.
And you can have the opinion, but when it comes down to the court... They have to prove that...
Well, good. They haven't gone on trial yet.
And if I'm those white guys, and I'm sitting in a Raleigh courtroom, and I look over at my all-black jury, I'm going to be shitting in...
Well, I'm sure you were just as sympathetic every time they convicted a black person of something with an all-white jury.
Hey, I want evidence to be presented. And so far... We don't have any.
I'm sure you were just as upset every time a black person got convicted by an all-white jury.
I happen to have been on a jury, and I happen to be white, and the guy sitting at the defendant's table was black. They didn't present proper evidence. We let him off.
No, I'm talking about historically in the South.
Well, you know, there's only so much I can do. I think, I would hope that... Wrongs in the past don't give you an excuse to commit wrongs in the present.
All right, well, I think they're little scumbags, and I think they did something to her. And we're going in a circle, so let's talk to David about his pasta maker.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Well, my water heater, my boiler went conked out today.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, and it's starting to get cold out here in
Well, of course, why would your water heater break in the summer?
Well, it's not the water heater, it's the boiler itself.
Oh, God, that costs so much money.
Well, yeah.
Do you have to replace it, or can they fix it?
That's it. I got a plumber here looking at it now. But when I called the utility company, this is hilarious. I called the gas company, and they said, well, you should call like a plumber or someone, because we can't get anyone out there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I know. They said not this Friday, but next Friday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we just had a cold snap last night. All the flies are starting to
die. Why do they care? You know, they only call it a public utility.
Meanwhile, they're privately getting all the money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so you remember that pasta maker I bought a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, I found a new use for it.
I hesitate to even ask. I don't know why.
Well, I did it. Thankfully, I have an electric stove. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I would be completely crap out of water. You know,
yeah.
I wouldn't have any hot water. So what I did was I filled it up with hot water, let it cool for a little bit, and I was able to do my hair.
Oh, Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, it's a new use for it. You can do your hair in the sink with it.
Okay, yeah, that's good, because it's, yeah, it strains out and everything. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, thank you, dear.
So, anyway, I was listening to what you were talking
about. Okay, thank you. I don't talk to the same people day after day after day like some other people. Oh, wait a minute. In L.A.? Oh, well, is he even there?
Yes, but
I want you to go back on hold because I missed a break. So stay there, all right? Garrett's going to put you back on hold, and I'll come right back to you after the break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Introducing real people with remarkable results, thanks to the Bowflex Home Gym.
My name is Michael Palenko, and I'm 49 years old. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Michael strength trains with a Bowflex Home Gym.
Well, in 10 weeks, I lost 26 pounds of fat. My waist dropped from a 36-inch down to about a 30.
Call 1-800-209-FLEX for a free informational DVD.
Using the Bowflex has changed my life tremendously. I love the way I look.
Get your own Bowflex Home Gym for no money down and payments as low as $14 a month, and your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Get a Bowflex, get your own Bowflex body. That's how it works.
Be strong, be fit, be Bowflex. For a free DVD, call 1-800-209-FLEX. That's 1-800-209-FLEX. Or go to buybowflex.com.
On approved Bowflex credit card purchases, monthly payment is 1.5% of the purchase plus any late fees. The number of months you pay and total amount of minimum monthly payments depends on additional purchase and account balances. Individual results will vary. Full refund, the shipping and handling. Call for complete details.
Please listen carefully. Here's a great new way to end your money worries for good. Want to escape pressing bills? Want a better car, a bigger house, longer vacations, more cash in the bank? Want more free time for yourself? A proven new wealth-building plan from Zakin can put extra money in your pocket with no selling required. It's called the Fast Track to Wealth. It can be worth thousands to you, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-822-1367. You need no education, no training. In just 4 hours a week, you can earn extra cash that can help you live a better life. Yes, only 4 hours. It's easy, it's fun, and it works. Just call 1-800-822-1367 for your free copy of The Fast Track to Wealth. It's yours free because we profit when you profit. There's no cost, no obligation. This one toll-free call to 1-800-822-1367 can end your money worries for good. Don't miss out. Get The Fast Track to Wealth today. But hurry, supply is limited. Call 1-800-822-1367. That's 1-800-822-1367. Call now.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
That's fine. You can do that. Smitty, are you there? Do I have to put him on again, or do you put him on, or what?
Okay,
hey,
hello?
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. I just got my I used to drive the stripper girls around to the parties and stay with them and do all that stuff while they were having their parties. And my belief behind this is that they just did a little one-on-one in the back with the guys, and they didn't want to pay for it. And the girl says, well, you don't want to pay for it, then, you know, I'm going to the cops. I'm going to tell you that you raped me.
Okay, and they used condoms, because there was no DNA.
Well, sure, of course they're going to use condoms with
Well, because she had originally said they didn't use, they did use, or didn't use condoms.
Either way, it's use it or not, and it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that she made him come either, you know. I mean, what the hell, you know?
Oh, please, but, a boy that age, you can make them come by looking at them cross-eyed.
Oh, you know, you don't know what was going on back there. But
no, you're kind of where I am.
Something happened, and yeah. I believe that nothing really bad happened, but the bottom line is they didn't want to pay for it, and, you know, and so the skirmish started over the money. You know, come on, the girls are doing something, you know, they it's not something that's brand new. They're not virgins, obviously, you know, and I've seen it happen before, you know, but most times the girls just end up eating it and going away, you know, and don't, and this girl went to the police.
Well, because they may have been besides refusing to pay, they could have been abusive in some way. They could have, you know, used the N-word. They, you know, they could have really pissed her off.
We don't know what transpired behind.
But it's
all
like
that,
but like what I'm saying. It's like it's not what any of them are saying, but it's something not good.
What someone's not saying. That's the whole thing. I don't think the whole truth is. I agree with you. I don't think the whole truth is coming out here. But I don't think that there's. I don't think there's. If there's going to be criminal charges, it probably should be against both of them, and both of them should walk away. I just don't buy into the fact that this thing is just a rape case.
Okay, I mean, I think it's like something different than what it sounds like, you know.
I agree with you.
You know, and it's not ruining their lives. I mean, you think anybody, as long as they're not convicted of a felony, any of them, who's going to remember this in a few years? What, you think they're going to come to New York looking for a job and someone, oh, you were the Duke rape guy? Who's going to fucking remember?
And besides that, the way it is that I don't think there's going to be a jury to convict them anyway. I mean, when you've got a he says, she says, and you don't have any evidence, and you don't even have a collaborating witness anymore, you know, hey, these guys are probably so famous right now, if they went to apply someplace, you know, it'd probably go good for them. What the hell?
Well, now, one guy had been offered a job, I actually think, in New York as an investment banker, and they withdrew the job, not because he was accused, but because they said his mind is not going to be concentrating on doing this job. You know, we don't want him. He's not going to be even thinking about the job.
Well, you know, there'll be a lot more jobs after that. These guys are young kids, and they're coming out of school.
I agree. And I'll tell you something. Did you see them last night?
Nah, I don't watch that crap, Lynn. You know, come on.
I'll tell you something else about them, and this may be just my prejudice against jock types. They certainly didn't.
You love jock. What are you talking about?
Well, they're like stupid. They graduated. They have graduated from one of the top colleges in the country, and they sounded to me like morons. They certainly didn't sound to me like they had a 4-year top level college education. They sounded like idiots. They sounded maybe like kids who had spent 4 years playing lacrosse and screwing and drinking.
Well, now you know why they withdrew the job from the guy. You know, that has nothing to do with it, because I'm going to tell you something. Any guy that's up there in management can definitely do a multitasking type routine without worrying about it.
Well, I think you're right. Okay, thank you. See, this guy is like more sensible because he agrees with me. Everybody just likes to see everything black and white. Everybody loves, you know, that's what talk radio has done to America. Everything, oh, the evil liberals. Liberalism is a mental disorder, you know. And then we sit around, you know, saying awful things about right-wing people. But we're right, because they are awful. But one of the things that the right does much more than the left is everything is just black and white. There's no gray. There's, you know, OJ killed them. No, he didn't. That's all there is. Liberals good. Liberals bad. Conservatives good. Conservatives, that's all there is. There's no black and white. There's no gray in between. You know, it's like this obsession I was saying before. The right wing is, if you listen to Rush, if you go to Drudge Report right now, they are obsessed with Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is going to be the Speakerette of the House. Oh, my God, Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi. And at the same time, they're yelling, nobody is covering Nancy Pelosi. I don't know, Drudge, then where did you get the big article from the San Francisco Chronicle that you linked to? About Nancy fucking Pelosi. You turn on Michael Savage, Nancy Pelosi, First of all, I would like to have a survey right now of all of America. You know, just go ask 5 people and then extrapolate, please. How many people know who Nancy Pelosi is? What percentage of the American public, if you said Nancy Pelosi, who is Nancy Pelosi? What percentage of people would know? Oh, is she on The Amazing Race? Oh, is she the one on Grey's Anatomy that he cheated on her? Who even knows who this woman is? And she is going to become, if the Democrats take over, the Speaker of the House. So I was having yesterday this whole argument with somebody who was saying, it's historic, the first woman speaker. And I said, well, you know, it's historic. Not exactly. She will be indeed the first woman speaker of the House. You know, so, you know, forever after they'll say Nancy Pelosi was the first woman. But what does it mean? Nothing. It means absolutely nothing in terms of society. Why does it mean nothing? Why does it mean nothing? Because to become Speaker of the House, you just have to be an adroit, manipulative politician among other politicians. That's all. It doesn't mean that suddenly America said, we're ready for a female Speaker of the House. Because what is she? She's a member of the House of Representatives. And every district has about the same number of voters in it, which I believe is something like 235,000? I don't know. But every district has about the same number of voters. So somebody can become, whoever becomes Speaker of the House is some schmuck elected in their little district by a very small number of voters to represent their district. That's all they are. It's not like America woke up and said, oh my God, we must have a woman as Speaker. It means that she's a manipulative, calculating bitch who's managed to manipulate and calculate herself amongst the other 434 representatives so that she'll be Speaker of the House if the Democrats win. It's not historic. It's not meaningful. It doesn't say one thing about society, does it? No. And they're trying to make this, you know, like some big... I said, it's not as if a woman were elected president. Now that's going to be historic because that's going to be America saying we're ready to have a woman president. You know, woman Speaker of the House, the right. It'll always say that first woman. If they even let her be. See, yeah, I personally, I'll tell you something. I don't know how good she is at manipulating people. But I think there's going to be a big move against her, actually. I wouldn't be so sure she will be Speaker, because she is moderate, she's middle of the road. I heard the clips yesterday of Tim Russert or somebody saying, oh, but John Conyers, his website says that when you take over, you're going to impeach the president. And she's like, no, we're not. No, we're not. So she's like, yeah. She's a sack of crap, like all the rest of them. And she's very middle of the road. And, I don't know, wouldn't it be nice if some people more on the left overthrew her so she never did become Speaker? Let's make John Conyers Speaker. Let's make somebody who wants to impeach these sons of bitches Speaker. But this, oh, God, Nancy Pelosi. It's so sexist. She's old, she's not attractive, you know, she looks like some school teacher with a bony finger. She does. Look at the picture on Drudge. She's like, you know, her hair's done nice, and I like her necklace. You know, but she's got those sunken in eyes. She reminds me of my aunt, but my aunt was nice. I don't know. So she's the, oh God, you have to go out and vote for the Republicans or Nancy Pelosi is going to come and get you. They ought to just call her Nancy Boogeyman. Nancy Boogeyman. Oh, we all have to be afraid of Nancy Pelosi is going to come and get you. Nancy Pelosi is going to take you away and raise your taxes. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left, 146.
For 2 days only, October 25th and 26th, Howard Stern speaks to the world. Your friends who don't have Sirius yet can get a free online trial of Howard Stern live on Sirius Internet Radio for 2 days only. No commitments, no reason not to listen, no radio required. Get ready, world. Go to Sirius.com/Howard to listen beginning October 25th. And don't forget to tell a friend to join.
Sirius Satellite Radio, spread the word. This is the future.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? How would you like to lower the interest rates on your credit cards to as little as 0% interest? Well, now you can. Safeguard Credit Counseling Services is a nonprofit debt management company. They'll negotiate to reduce your high interest credit card rates down as low as 0 to 10%. Call for a free no obligation debt analysis. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Call 800-592-9773. That's 800-592-9773.
Drivers, Trace Atkins here. When you travel as much as I do and you do, you got to be a big supporter of Idle Air. Idle Air makes being on the road feel more like being at home. It's so easy to hook up. Within minutes, it's like you're sitting in your easy chair with TV, internet, telephone, movies, and more, all right at your fingertips. You work hard and you deserve it. Look for those yellow Idle Air hoses. Call Idle Air at 866-558-1858. 866-558-1858 or visit us at idleair.com.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
CJ in Boston, my 9-year-old demographic. Hi, CJ.
Hi, Stephanie.
And you enjoy the show, do you?
Yeah, so does my mom and my dad and my two brothers. And one of my brothers is only 3. He goes around the house going, lying taco crap, lying taco crap.
The Stephanie Miller Show,
9 p.m. East, 6 West,
on Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left, 146.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I'm coming to get you and your little dog, too. To make it all like the Wicked Witch of the West. Get over it. Oh, may I be the only person in the city of New York to say, who gives a fuck that CBGB's closed? It was a dump. It was the worst place to see music. It was filthy. It was gross. It was disgusting. And he thought it was, like, cute to have bathrooms that, you know, now granted, I'm very prissy about that. You know, about a nice, clean bathroom. To me, you can tell what the owner of a place thinks about his clientele by the way he keeps his bathrooms, you know? And this man, Hilly Crystal, whom everybody, oh, he's so wonderful, he had this great club. No, he didn't. He had a shithole. And he thought somehow that it was cute to have a ladies' room with just, oh, like 2 inches of water on the floor at all times. Filthy toilet seats. I hated that place. I think I went to CBGB's 3 times in my entire life. And that was always because people I knew were playing there. Disgusting. And I don't know how he even stayed in business this long. I have such no sympathy for him that you, well, he has cancer, so I have sympathy for that. But he says, oh, we're taking the whole club, we're going to take the urinals. Well, you're not going to clean them. You're a fucking pig and you had no respect for your audience. And you ripped off your bands and the place sucked. And you know how you could tell? They had, it must have been by accident. When did every great band come on to CBGB's? in the 70s, 30 years ago. 30 years ago! So it wasn't any great genius on this guy's part. It happened. You know, he had a club. That's where they played. But there's, oh, and there's, oh, CBGBs. And how many of these bands even came to play at the end? Not really anybody. Well, the Ramones couldn't play because they're all dead. And Patty played the last show, and Deborah Harry played the day before. I didn't see any big, it wasn't like when the Bottom Line closed. It wasn't like the Bottom Line, which was an absolute tragedy, which was a club that had standards and had great acts and knew how to clean a bathroom, you know, and had some respect for the people that went there. Or when the Village Gate, when Arthur Lugoff's place closed. I'm sorry, you can have punk rock music, but you don't need to have shit on your toilet seats. You know, really? I don't understand this. Oh, God, I'm going to miss, you know, sitting down in somebody else's crap in a public bathroom. Not I, not I, not I. Who cares? Good riddance. But we don't like the gentrification of New York. Well, what can you do? All right, we have another hour. Lynn Samuels, I'll be right back.
Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Confirmed. North Korea did set off a small nuclear device. Rita Foley has this from Washington.
This is the first official confirmation from the United States that North Korea has, in fact, done what it said, set off a nuclear weapon.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice readying for a trip to Asia as part of the follow-up to make sure sanctions imposed on North Korea are enforced.
With Resolution 1718, the world is sending a clear message to the North Koreans that they must make a new set of calculations about the costs of the current pattern of behavior.
More than 90 people killed in a bloodbath of sectarian violence in one Iraqi city over the weekend. Nearly 60 people have been killed in a series of attacks today, including a pair of car bombings at a Shiite funeral in Baghdad. AP's Melissa Gray has this.
The bombings happened at a Shiite funeral here in Baghdad. Police say a suicide bomber drove a car packed with explosives into the funeral tent and exploded. Then, after rescuers and other people rushed in to help, a second explosion from a car parked nearby ripped through the crowd. That deadly tactic of secondary explosions has become increasingly common in attacks here. Melissa Gray, Baghdad.
Three dead in severe weather raking Texas. Two women drowned when their SUV ran into as much as 8 feet of water on a Houston area street. Bob Rose, who lives in China, which is along the Gulf, watched a tornado flip a couple of mobile homes.
About 15, 20 seconds, it was gone.
The same storm system has touched off heavy rain and flooding as far north as Missouri and as far east into Louisiana. An Idaho man agrees to plead guilty to murder and kidnapping to avoid the death penalty. Just before the start of his trial today, Joseph Duncan cut the deal with state prosecutors. Duncan killed a mother, her boyfriend, and teenage son before snatching two young children, a boy and a girl. That 9-year-old girl was the lone survivor of that abduction. This is AP Radio News. After four rounds of voting, Guatemala still has not gotten the necessary two-thirds majority needed for a seat on the UN Security Council. Venezuela came in behind Guatemala on each ballot. The snarled vote means diplomats will be searching for a compromise candidate. The boy Madonna wants to adopt has left his home in Africa to be with her. AP Entertainment editor Michael Weinfeld has more.
A one-year-old boy born in poverty in Malawi is already getting a taste of the good life. David Banda was taken on board a chartered plane taking him to Madonna, who plans to adopt him. Two Britons and two Americans are with the boy. One of the Americans says she's a nanny. Human rights groups still want an investigation into whether Madonna was given special treatment during the adoption process. They say the court's decision was based on the fact that Madonna is pouring a lot of money into the country. But the groups say being a good parent is not about money, it's about love. I'm Michael Weinfeld.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
You probably heard about the technology remote access. Problem is, you think you need to be a tech whiz to figure it out. Great news! With GoToMyPC, remote access has never been so easy. With GoToMyPC, you can access your PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Setup is completely automatic and takes just minutes. Then from any other computer, simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your PC desktop instantly appears. So you can work on your office PC from your home, a hotel room in New York, or an internet cafe in Paris. Just as if you were at the office. No wonder GoToMyPC won Best Remote Access from PC World 3 years in a row. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. GoToMyPC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6bruce.com now.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off of my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a ball. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the knife, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, your Garbo's salary, your cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's fainting soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a coolie scholar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama. You're Whistler's mama. You're Camembert. You're repose. You're infernal dandy. You're the nose on the great Urandi. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, de trop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're a Waldorf salad. You're the top. You're a Berlin ballad. you're the basic brand of a lady and a gent. You're an old Dutch master, you're Mrs. Astor, you're Pepsodent. You're romance, you're the steps of Russia, you're the pan on a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy lout, just about to stop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
I don't know, there's supposed to be some line in there about the GOP, but it wasn't there. But that was Cole Porter singing. How come that never happened? See, we used to have songwriters who couldn't sing, but they did. They used to go on these, you know, like Ed Sullivan or something, and sing. Because you forgave them that they couldn't sing. Because they wrote it. You know, they wrote these songs. Then we got the singer-songwriter. So I'm trying to... What the hell happened to Lynn Stewart? What happened to Lynn Stewart? She was the lawyer for the blind sheik. For the blind sheik who bombed the World Trade Center the first time. And she was convicted of helping him to communicate. He had been told, like, part of his sentence was that he couldn't communicate with anybody, you know, because he was only going to communicate bad things. So his lawyer, and she, Lynn Stewart, is a very famous left-wing lawyer. She's like my age. I love her because she's uglier than I am. She is just really not an attractive woman. But she's like got kids, and she's got like 14 grandchildren, and right after she got convicted, they found out she had breast cancer. Oh, God, this poor lady. And they convicted her of helping him to communicate with his followers against the orders of the court. Now, what she thinks, what I think, what Ron Kuby thinks, is that this was really all to intimidate lawyers from defending these kind of people. You see, if you're like really a lawyer who's not just in it to make money, a real lawyer believes everybody deserves the defense. That's in the Constitution. Everybody deserves a good defense. And, you know, there are certain lawyers that the government hates. Kobe is one, she was one, William Kunstler was one. Who, you know, they either defend people the government hates, or they defend the kind of indefensible. So, people think that that convicting her of this was really a means of intimidation. Now, I read some quote from her where she said, well, I made a mistake. So, that seems to be kind of admitting, doesn't it? Sounds like she admitted she did something. So she has since gone through treatment. They put off her sentencing so she could get treated for breast cancer. And I don't know when they're supposed to sentence her. I'm looking on the AP wire, and I don't see anything. I don't know, nothing. You see, Hugo Chavez is trying to, just said Chavez stymied in bid for UN Security Council. Guatemala topped Venezuela in the first four rounds of voting Monday for a UN Security Council seat, but it failed to get two-thirds. Wouldn't that be fabulous to have to deal with Hugo Chavez on the UN Security Council? Oh, this woman, by the way, Lynn Stewart, who they're sentencing, she's, you know, she's like 63, 64, she's like my age. The government, you know, why don't they just say, I can't stand when people don't sort of come clean with their real thoughts. They want to give her life in prison. And you know how you can tell? They want her to get 30 years. So why don't, I mean, really? You know, you send, you put somebody who's 60 some odd years old in prison for 30 years, you want them to die in prison, don't you? But they can't admit that. They just can't admit it. They just can't fucking admit it. We want to give her a life sentence. We want that bitch to die in prison. Isn't this fabulous? You know what the top story on the AP is? Disney to serve healthier food at parks. Why would that be the top AP story? Disney to serve, what are they going to serve? They're going to serve more nutritionally balanced meals in its domestic theme parks. And will sign movie and other endorsement deals only with restaurants that limit fat and sugar. Oh, see, this is, I'm against that. They've already, now you're going a step too far. See, you just went past me. I am all for doing that in school. I am all for saying that a public school should not be selling soda of any kind. Diet soda, regular soda, no soda. It's because I hate soda. If I never drank soda again in my... Well, you know, it's nice to have a beautiful, real Coca-Cola every once in a while. Not out of a can. To me, that's what ruins soda. Cans and aluminum cans and plastic bottles. Bottles. Glass bottles. Glass bottles. Everything should be in a glass bottle. Or come out of a probably filthy soda fountain, you know, who they never flush the pipes. Hilly Crystal, Hilly's bathrooms. But that's it, man. You know, I can taste soda. I swear to God, I can taste if soda came out of an aluminum can. It tastes like the can to me. Plastic, not so bad. So anyway, should not sell any soda whatsoever in school. Juice, bottled water. That's it. Only healthy food in school. But when you start with something like Disney, pandering, with this pandering, if you go to fucking Disney World, you're supposed to eat crap for a week. You know, that's it. That's it. You can eat crap. I mean, it's nice. Have a vegetable. I'm sure they're not going to have anything. I would guarantee you they're not going to have anything that healthy. You know, you can have healthy food that it looks healthy, but it's really unhealthy. At that Grand Casino in Tunica, Mississippi, honey, they had vegetables swimming in butter. So it looked like a vegetable, but it tasted fabulous. Trans fats will be eliminated from meats at domestic parks by the end of next year. Disney CEO Robert Iger said the move came in response to comments from parents about the eating habits of their children. We're well aware of the huge responsibility we have given our reach and ability to impact people's back. Oh, God. Robert Iger is like a monster. He is. He is. Anybody who ever had anything to do with ABC or anything, what a sack of shit he is. Iger said, oh, well, at least he told the truth here for a minute. Oh, my God. Bob, what came over you? Iger said the company also sees a business opportunity in promoting and licensing healthier products ranging from breakfast cereals to the children's meats. Meals. I'm sorry, the children's meats. Those children make a nice meat. That it serves at its 11 worldwide theme parks. Okay, so they see money in it. If they didn't see money in lettuce, you wouldn't get lettuce. Oh, can we even say lettuce? The poor spinach growers, oh my God, they're like reevaluating how much people want to eat spinach after the poison spinach. Okay, the entertainment giant currently licensed characters to Indianapolis-based produce distributor Imagination Farms to provide fruits and vegetables for the Disney Garden brand. I already don't believe in organic. Do you believe that when you go and it's like apples, 59 cents a pound, organic apples, $1.99, Do you believe that, or do you think that the $1.50 difference has something to do with it? I don't believe it. I never buy organic fruits or vegetables, never, because I don't believe they're organic. I think what they did is they invested in stickers that said organic. Now, I know they're supposed to be monitored and, you know, they're sanctified by the organic farmers of America, so I don't believe it. McDonald's has been adding more salads and fruit to its menus. Oh, they're like all the companies now are pandering to healthy eating. McDonald's has been adding more salads and fruits at huge prices. I keep wanting to try that walnut and apple thing. It's walnuts and apples and grapes, I think, and a little dollop of yogurt. And the snack size one is $2.79. Do I look crazy to you? For like half an apple and three grapes and two walnuts and a tablespoon of yogurt, $2.79. Shove it up your ass and give me a cheeseburger. Give me something good. While Wendy's recently said it would switch to cooking french fries and breaded chicken items with non-high... Wendy's has the most healthiest foods. Wendy's chili. Wendy's chili is probably that one of the top five healthiest fast food things you can eat. And it's delicious. But they're watering it down too much. Happy Meals. Disney said it worked with physicians to develop new guidelines. Oh, please. Place a cap on total calories, which will result in smaller portions for children. Limit fat to a maximum of 30% of calories for entrees and side dishes. Cap saturated fat at 10% of calories for main dishes, side dishes, and snacks. Limit sugar to 10% of calories. The company will keep licensing sweets for special occasions, such as birthday cakes and holiday candies. Starting this month, kids' meals at Disney's domestic parks are being served with low-fat milk, 100% fruit juice or water, along with side dishes such as applesauce or carrots in place of french fries and soft drinks. That's nice. Parents can still request soda or fries at no additional cost.
Mommy, I don't want carrots!
Oh, shut up! Give me the fries for this fat little child. All right, that's nice. You know, there were some kids, my nephew, his wife is like all into natural. Well, I guess they're my great nephews. Oh my God, I'm going to kill myself. That's why my arm fat is hanging down, because I'm a great aunt. See, if you're just an aunt, you don't have like that fat hanging off your upper arms. But by the time you're a great aunt, you have like that veil of fat hanging down. That's true. But, it's age, you know, it really has to do with age. But I didn't even know this. My mother told me this. Jeremy is a vegetarian. This is a kid like 3 years old who has never eaten meat or chicken in his whole life. I can't even imagine that. How could you get to be 3 years old and you never ate meat in your entire life? When, to the best of my knowledge, his father certainly eats meat. His mother's like that. But this kid, and he doesn't like it because it's like totally foreign to him. This is like a little vegetable boy. He's like a little vegetable boy. He never ate meat. How wild is that? I can't get over that. But I sent him this electric guitar, this There's an electric guitar that runs on batteries because he's three, you know. So you don't need a three-year-old plugging crap. Do you know that, when he was forced to call me, I hate when they do this. Thank your Aunt Lynn, who you haven't seen since you were like 7 months old and you don't even know who she is. Thank her for the guitar, right? Oh, please. By the time I meet him, I'll have that smell, you know, that old lady smell. He'll hate me. Oh, Jesus. But do you know how he likes to play that guitar? Feedback. That's it. Feedback. He only wants to play it on feedback. So it's not like he's a little wussy kid. It's not like a little wussy vegetable boy. He's like a little feedback vegetable boy. But I couldn't believe that when my mother told me. She said, I never ate meat or chicken. I said, oh, please. You know, by accident, like a McNugget must have walked over to him one and said, nope. Because you think even if, like, at home they don't eat that stuff? He will. He doesn't know. He doesn't know yet. Eventually, you know, it'll be like, what is this thing called meat? It's amazing. All right, so you're going to McDonald's and Disney are going to become like health food. It's all going to be health food from now on. Everything at Disney. But I'll tell you why people are fat. I've read a lot of articles about this, but they're on nut sites. So I'll tell you when we come back. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left 146.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs a service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-859-1012.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-859-1012.
800-859-1012.
Alex. Representative Christopher Shays about the Mark Foley congressional page scandal. He was in the process of defending House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who responded, quote, I know the speaker didn't go over a bridge and leave a young person in the water and have a press conference the next day. Dennis Hastert didn't kill anybody. If we really want to go back to Fort Sumter, we can probably get something on the Republican.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Yeah. Oh, but that, I'll tell you something, that book Dominion is worse than Supersize Me to make a person. You read that book Dominion and you just say nobody with like an ounce of humanity in them could ever read a piece of meat again as long as you live. You really can't. It is so, and I have the book Dominion, but I only read the excerpt in Pat Buchanan's magazine. And you just say, I am never eating meat again. The way they treat those animals is beyond inhumane. I mean, it is so horrible. It is just, you should, and we should all die and go to hell for like allowing this industry to exist that would treat living beings the way these animals are treated. And yet, that me and somebody I know, we both read the same article and said, you can't eat meat again. You really can't. And it lasted like 2 days. Then you want meat. Then you just want meat again. Oh, I don't know what happened to this Lynn Stewart. You know what's happening at 7:46 a.m. tomorrow? I'm getting up with a gun and shooting the people doing the work across the street. I don't know what happened. They didn't show up today until 8 o'clock. They've been showing up at 7. But you know what's happening at 7:46 a.m. tomorrow? I love numbers, because you know this is a crack of shit. The 300 millionth American will be born. More likely, is going to sneak across the border. See, we had 300 million Americans a long time ago. Because they don't know how many, because they count the illegals. And they go 10 to 12 million, and there's probably 40 million. How do they know they're illegal? So they're making this big deal, 300 million, too many. That's all I know. Too many. Although, I don't know whether it's this article, that one of the articles I read about the 300 million American, that was disgusting to do. Everybody in New York, sinuses are clogged up. I'm sorry. I apologize on behalf of everybody in New York, but our sinuses are all clogged up. It's a combination of allergies and that we're in that time where the heat is on and it's off and it's never really on when you want it. You know, when you're just getting used to all the air being dressed, so our sinuses are all bad. There's too many people. That's it. Although one of these articles pointed out that we have, I think, 87 people per square mile in this country, and like Japan has 200. And the European Union has more than we do. So, I don't know, some of you people are listening to me in like Wyoming and Montana, you know, so you have like one person every 4 billion miles. Because it's certainly too crowded in New York. You know, it's too crowded in Miami, it's too crowded in Texas, it's too crowded everywhere. And yet compared to other places in the world where it's not crowded at all. So I don't, you know what I was going to ask? I was going to ask somebody from Hawaii to call me. I never got a call from Hawaii. And you can't, apparently you can't get Sirius in Hawaii on a radio, on hardware. But you can be listening on the internet. So there was this big earthquake. A really big earthquake. The biggest earthquake since, 1983. And the electricity went out and everything's all screwed up. And you people in upstate New York, oh God, are you screwed? There are still 200,000 people without electricity for possibly till Friday. In upstate New York. Believe me, we know, we sympathize. We know what it is to be without electricity. I don't know whether, is it worse when it's 40 than when it's 100? See, you have no heat and you have no hot water. But like you're not sweating. But do you know why that happened in upstate? They had this huge 2-foot snowstorm. The earliest it has snowed since, I think, 1909 or something. Okay. So it's funny, I don't know where I heard this, but Garrett, you were at the game yesterday? Somebody told him this at the Jets game, and I read it somewhere. The reason that, see now in Buffalo, up there, unlike what happened to us in New York over the summer when we were without electricity, in the outer boroughs. Certainly not in Manhattan, but, you know, like in the shit place where me and Garrett live, in that borough. Nobody knows why that happened. Even though Con Edison just put out their report on why it happened, they just came up with a 600-page report on why we didn't have electricity for weeks over the summer. And it's 600 pages long, not to explain it, but to obfuscate it. You know the phrase, too much information? That ultimately means nothing? That's what their report is about why. Well, first this went out, and then that went out. Oh, really? Okay, we knew that. So they don't really explain it. But now our electric company can say, we put out a 600-page report. What are you complaining about? You know, that's everybody just does that. Everybody covers their ass. Nobody cares about anything but to cover their ass. All right. So this is the explanation, and this makes perfect sense to me, actually. Normally, when it snows at a normal time, there are no leaves on the trees. Anywhere, right? No leaves. And the snow falls through the empty branches, you know, and would pile up on the ground or something. You know, it stays on the branches, but how much snow? Well, because it snowed so early in the year upstate, the leaves were all on the trees. And the snow stayed on the leaves. The snow couldn't just fall through the empty branches. So that in turn made the branches very heavy, and more branches broke off, and the branches that broke off hit more power lines and knocked down more power lines. Doesn't that make sense? That makes perfect sense to me. So at least these people don't have electricity, but there's a logical reason. You know, it doesn't make you more comfortable to have no electricity. But it like, at least you can understand why all the power lines came down. Because the trees, I mean, it happens places where you get an ice storm, where you get that weird temperature thing. And it's not, and all the ice forms on empty tree branches, but it makes it excessively heavy, and even more of those fall down than would normally fall down. So at least the people who can't hear me because they have no electricity upstate, you know, can say, all right, the trees fell down and knocked the power lines down. Instead of like, we sat, you know, for 2 weeks over the summer saying, duh. But people are such idiots. I have been saying since the summer, you people who listen to me, that it seems quite obvious to me that we can no longer depend, you know, we are moving toward not being able to depend on a dependable supply of electricity. There's just going to be more and more. You know, it'll go out. You know, we're just turning into a fucking third world country here as fast as we can. And one of the reasons for that is the not in my backyard. Oh, you can't build a transformer or a power plant or put a line up or oh, my God. And yet, there are so many places where we live in Queens, the Long Island waterfront, which is on our power grid. They can't build luxury condos fast enough. In Brooklyn, waterfront, luxury condos. Miami, as they say now, thinking they're all so clever, the state bird of Miami is a crane. They're building luxury condos in Miami Beach. You can't believe it. But are any of these places building power plants? Are any of these places building anything that would generate more electricity for the 87 trillion more apartments? Of course they're not. Of course not. So you know it's like inevitable. Then we're going to end up like a third world. Some lady, when we had no electricity over the summer, some woman said, this is worse than my country. So after I beat her for saying my country, you're living here, bitch. This is your country. She says, this is worse. My country isn't this bad. And I said to her, and what's your country? Paraguay. Paraguay has more reliable electricity than Queens, New York. So they have some article in the Times today. Oh, that all these parts of the country aren't going to have reliable electricity within 2 to 3 years. And I'm saying, like, if people had any common sense, you wouldn't need studies. How much money did somebody in the government pay to have this electricity study group study the electricity when I could have told them this? I could have told them this. So I have come to a new conclusion. That you only need people to do studies because nobody has any common sense anymore. Because if people had common sense, you'd say, gee, building boom, building, building, building. How many new power plants are you building? None. How many new apartments are you building? Tons. Not going to be enough electricity. How hard was that? How hard was that? I don't think that was hard at all. What is her name? Isn't her name Kayla? Oh, Kara. Okay. Kara. I forget everybody's name. It's so embarrassing. All right, so if you have a little common sense, you don't need a study. What was the last study? What was the other study? There was some other study. Oh, the thing about Castro. Last week when they go, the CIA says Castro is dying of cancer. Well, the minute he announced that he was stepping down, I said, oh, God, he's probably dying of cancer. Look at all the money they could have saved. If a person is 80 years old, right, and they take a time out for an operation, why do you need the entire CIA to write a report saying, oh, he may have cancer, and maybe he's dying. And it's not based on anything. It's based on what I'm thinking. A guy's 80 years old, he's sick, he needs an operation. Geez, he could have cancer. Look at the money I personally just could have saved the government in the last 5 minutes. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
All right, homeowners, do you have an adjustable rate mortgage or a home equity line of credit? Every month you see the numbers going up. You've got to get off the adjustable rate roller coaster now. It's over, my friends. It's done. Switch to a low fixed rate mortgage before the feds raise the rates again. And they will. You got to call Sage Credit now. How about a 30-year fix that gives you the option to pay less than half the normal payment without the risk of rate hikes? A $200,000 loan, only $750 a month. $300,000? $1,125. $400,000 loan? $1,500. Great credit or poor credit? Late payments? A BK? Eliminate those high credit card payments and lower your bills today. Cash out to make improvements. Call Sage Credit at 866-604-FUND. Again, 866-604-FUND. They've got the best programs to fit your needs now. Call them at 866-604-3863 or online at sagehomeloans.com. 866-604-3863. Licensed by California DOC number 4130685. Fixed pay rate 4.50%. APR 7.685%. Rate subject to change without notice.
Thousands of toxins and chemicals enter our body daily. This causes poor digestion, constipation, toxic buildup, weight gain, and low energy. Our quality of life suffers, and then we're in serious trouble. You bathe and brush your teeth to take care of the body that God gave you, but have you overlooked one of the most important areas that need to be kept clean? Your colon and intestines. Perfect 7 is an all-natural product that causes elimination and restores your digestive tract to the way God designed it to function. Your colon affects other parts of your body, so a clean one can mean looking and feeling better, increased energy, losing that bloated feeling, healthy skin and hair, and a better mental attitude. Call Perfect 7 from Agape Health Products today. Perfect 7 is affordable, and it works. Call 800-767-4776 for a healthier life. That's Perfect 7 at 800-767-4776. Look better. Feel better. 800-767-4776. Check your local health food store or go to perfect7.org and order online. That's PERFECT and the number 7.org.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
So I have this guy emailing me day and night, you have to watch Heroes, you have to watch Heroes, you have to watch Heroes. Now, it so happens it's on at 9 o'clock, which is good. Because that means Michael Savage is going off. So it's possible. But it's on Monday. It's on at the same time as Two and a Half Men. So I keep saying, well, I can watch Heroes in the reruns. But I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe I should watch it. You know, and just watch Two and a Half Men in reruns. People are like obsessed. Garrett says he has four people ordering him. So people that get into this hero show are really into it. It really is like a fanatical show. And I did watch it once for like 10 minutes. But it didn't do it for me. I don't know, maybe tonight I'm just going to have to like bite the bullet, just say, just turn it on at 9, sit down and really, see, it's like some shows just get you. You know, I tried Lost, whatever that went on, didn't get me. Although I do love all the pictures and all the magazines of Evangeline Lilly, who, after Scarlett Johansson, is probably the most gorgeous, sexy woman on earth. She really is, but they're all crazy from Lost, anyway. Oh, they were in the earthquake, weren't they? All the people from Lost. If they're shooting, well, you don't know what their schedule is. They could have shot, you know, whatever. But sometimes a show just grabs you. You know, I watched that, The Nine, which, you know, they're probably going to cancel, I think. I don't think that's doing. That grabbed me. I like that show. The Heroes, I don't know. I watched it for a few minutes, and I said I'd rather watch Two and a Half Men. So, I don't know, but people are just really attached. Talking about shows that we all got attached to, I didn't even post this. Mel Harris from 30-something, and now she's divorcing her husband of 5 years. Now, she played, I forgot her name already, the wife, Michael Ola, the whining, I hated her, I wanted to kill her. I hated about three-quarters of the characters on 30-something. And she was the one I hated the absolute most of anybody. Mel Harris. But do you know what the most astonishing thing was in this little article about her divorcing her husband of 5 years? It's her fifth husband. Her fifth husband. How can somebody be married 5 times? I could see two. You know, you make one mistake, and then you marry somebody. I could even see maybe three. I could see three if you got married and somebody died. Then you married another one, and that was your mistake, and then you found the third one. But her fifth husband? What kind of person has 5 husbands? See, I knew it. She's just like that character. She's like a bitch. There's something wrong with her. I couldn't get over that. Oh, the FBI is investigating Representative Kurt Weldon. You know who he is? Oh, Kurt Weldon is one of my favorite representatives. Kurt Weldon is from Pennsylvania, I believe. And Kurt Weldon, number one, was the guy, he was Mr. Abel Danger. Remember Abel Danger? Where he was running around, oh God, he was on Michael Savage's show every 5 minutes. That he claims that they had the names of at least three of the hijackers, or five of them or something, long before 9/11. And they covered it up, and it was on a big chart and everything. And it is possible that he's right. But they were doing this all through data mining, which nobody understands data mining. They could have had their names, but they wouldn't have even known what it meant that they had them. You know, I don't doubt that what he's saying is true. But I just, that, although, well, I sort of do doubt it, but it could be true. But nobody exactly understands how this data mining and the algorithms works. What are you going to do, arrest somebody because you say, oh, excuse me, your name showed up on an algorithm for data mining? Oh, let me remind you that, MSNBC, I have the first story posted every day this week. They're doing a series of articles about privacy and how our privacy is under attack. So, today's article is called Privacy Under Attack, But Does Anyone Care? I left out the question mark, sorry. You know, and they're going to have a different article every day. It's too late. That's my theory. I won't use my debit card. I won't give out my phone number. I won't even give out my zip code. I won't do direct deposit. And yet, oh, they say people will, like, give up their phone number and all their privacy to get, like, 50 cents off, you know. I have all those supermarket cards. But none of them have my correct name and address. I don't understand. Why would you give them your right name and address? I still don't understand that. Dwayne Reed doesn't know who I am. All right. So it's an interesting set of, you know, articles. But I don't know what good it does. I really don't. So Kurt Weldon revealed this whole thing, Abel Danger, you know, Bill Clinton, it's all Bill Clinton, everything is Bill Clinton's fault. Oh my God, it's going to rain here the whole week after today. Oh God, Bill Clinton. And then, so I kind of liked Kurt Weldon, because I thought that's kind of interesting that they had their names, you know, but they didn't know what the hell to do with them, because you can't arrest somebody for being a logarithm. For God's sake. Well, I guess Bush could. He could arrest peace that I'll torture you because you showed up in a logarithm. But then I hated Kurt Weldon because he was the person. He's, you know, they're all up. They're all running in the House of Representatives. So this Democrat is running against him. And the Democrat's child had cancer. I don't know, leukemia, brain, you know, she had cancer, this like 5-year-old girl. So the guy did his due diligence research and found out the best doctor in America to treat his child, you know, for his beautiful 5-year-old daughter for cancer. And he took her to wherever this doctor was. And this sack of crap, Kurt Weldon, this to me, I have never heard anything lower. And I know I've told this before. But Kurt Weldon accused the guy running against him of, like, not being loyal to the state of Pennsylvania because he took his child out of state to the best cancer doctor he could find to treat his child. So this Kurt Weldon used this in the campaign, that he's not a good Pennsylvanian. You shouldn't vote for him because he took his kid to a doctor in a different state to save her life. That was when I said, Abel Danger, my ass, pal. Abel Danger, my ass. What, how, you know, when you say how low can you go, That's probably the lowest. I really can't imagine anything lower than yelling at the guy running against you for having his trial treated for cancer out of the state. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, guess what? The FBI is investigating him. Because his 27-year-old daughter, who has no background apparently in doing much of anything, started a lobbying company that suddenly got all this business from companies that Kurt was voting to give them, like, government contracts. So they think there may be something funny in that. It couldn't happen to a nicer person, could it? I certainly don't think so. Oh, I'm going to have to do this story right at the end. Well, you can think about it until tomorrow. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
For 2 days only, October 25th and 26th, Howard Stern speaks to the world. Your friends who don't have Sirius yet can get a free online trial of Howard Stern live on Sirius Internet Radio for 2 days only. No commitments, no reason not to listen, no radio required. Get ready, world. Go to Sirius.com/Howard to listen beginning October 25th. And don't forget to tell a friend to join.
Sirius Satellite Radio, spread the word. This is the future.
Listen up, sports fans. Over the past few years, you've heard that StubHub is the best place to buy and sell tickets. So why should you use StubHub? Here's one reason. You're a sports fan. You have season tickets. You have extra season tickets. So you go to StubHub.com, sell your extras, and get cash. Here's another reason. You're a sports fan and you want good seats for the game. You go to StubHub, find the tickets you want, and get them delivered to your doorstep. And best of all, StubHub makes sure that buyers get authentic tickets on time and sellers get paid quickly, all through their industry-first Fan Protect Guarantee.
Here's the StubHub ticket update.
Sports fans can already get great NHL and NBA tickets on StubHub, even before the on-sale date. Don't wait around for a 10 a.m. free-for-all just to get left empty-handed. Why get stuck with what's left? Go to StubHub now and get the tickets you want in time for the game, concert, or show. The best tickets are already there. To order your sports, concert, and theater tickets today, visit StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB. StubHub, where fans buy and sell tickets.
StubHub!
Tom Hartman.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is afraid to negotiate, and now he's having to negotiate out of fear. It's the exact opposite of what John Kennedy suggested in his inaugural address back in 1961.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
And Bush has done both.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Okay, I should have done this earlier. Maybe I'll have to repeat this tomorrow because I don't understand this. Fox fired baseball broadcaster Steve Lyons for making a racially insensitive comment directed at Lou Piniella's Hispanic heritage on the air on Saturday or on Friday. Okay, did you read this? Do you understand what he said wrong? Because I certainly don't. Okay, Lou Piniella. I had no idea that Lou Piniella is Hispanic to begin with. He could be Italian. I don't know. They end in an A. What do I know? Okay, so Lou Piniella is apparently also broadcasting. And he made some analogy involving the luck of finding a wallet. This is on the air during, the game Friday, the American League playoff. And then briefly used a couple of Spanish phrases. Okay? So Lou Piniella said something about losing a wallet and spoke Spanish. So Steve Lyons said Piniella was habla-ing Espanol. And then added, I still can't find my wallet. I don't understand him, and I don't want to sit too close to him now. So they fired him. I'm like, missing something? I don't, what did he do? He wasn't making fun of somebody's Hispanic heritage. He was making fun of what the guy said. Right? He made fun of whatever it was, whatever analogy Pinella had made about a wallet. And he made fun of him for hablan español. So why would you fire somebody? He said he was kidding. Certainly sounds to me like he was kidding. If I offended anybody, I'm truly sorry, but my comment about Lou taking my wallet was a joke and in no way racially motivated. He hopes to get his jaw back. Fox found this inappropriate. Fox doesn't find the fact, you know, Fox. The fact that people like Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity sit on the air lying about everything. Everything on earth. Oh, they're war weapons of mass destruction and Abel Danger and Bill Clinton caused everything. That is acceptable. That's fine. Lie about everything on Fox News Channel. But if on Fox Sports, the guy is like going totally off what Lou Piniella didn't said, right? He didn't come out and say, "You fucking spick Lou Piniella, you." Did he do that? No. He didn't say, "I'm sitting next to you, you Hispanic. I'm afraid, what, you steal my wallet?" Did he say, nothing originated with this guy. And I, believe me, I have no idea who Steve Lyons is. None at all. Huh? Yeah, he's an ex-player. He's a whack job, apparently, from what this little article. He does sound definitely like he was a whack. But, please! What, they didn't even wait for, like, anybody to complain? They just automatically, that's so wrong. It is just so wrong. If somebody was hablando español next to me, I would say it. I would mention it. Very wrong. All right, think about that till tomorrow, you know, unless we all get blown up and die. It's October Surprise Week, I betcha. Lynn Samuel, Series Left 146. Thank you, Garrett. Goodbye.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter, but enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the UN nuclear weapons sanctions on North Korea are also a message to Iran.
I expect the Security Council to begin work this week on an Iran sanctions resolution. So the Iranian government should consider the course that it is on, which could lead to simply to further isolation.
Rice, readying for a trip to Asia, says North Korea has a choice, become further isolated or agree to negotiations.
We must remind North Korea that a positive path remains open to it through the six-party talks.
A civil rights lawyer sentenced to more than 2 years in prison on a terrorism charge. Let's go live to our Warren Levinson in New York.
Tim, federal judge John Codal sentenced attorney Lynn Stewart to 28 months in prison on a conviction for aiding a terrorist. Stewart arrived at court with more than 100 supporters, and cheers rippled through that crowd as word spread of the sentence, far less than the 30 years prosecutors were asking for. Stewart was convicted last year of letting herself be used to pass messages from Abdelrahman to his followers. Omar Abdelrahman was convicted in 1995 of plotting to blow up New York City landmarks. Tim?
The AP's Warren Levinson with us live from New York. A personal assurance from President Bush to Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki that there are no plans to pull troops out. White House Press Secretary Tony Snow telling reporters al-Maliki was concerned about what he said were rumors.
Talk of, you know, giving timetables or expiration dates or whatever to the government were not only undermining the government, but also inspiring terrorists, is the term he used.
Concern has been growing among members of Congress from both parties as U.S. casualties have increased and sectarian violence is reaching even greater levels in Iraq. Charges against former Food and Drug Administration Chief Lester Crawford. Justice Department says Crawford lied about ownership of stock. And FBI agents have searched the home of Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Kurt Weldon's daughter and a friend. This is AP Radio News. A plea deal in the triple murder case of Joseph Duncan III in Idaho. He agrees to plead guilty to kidnapping two children from their home and killing their family. AP's Nick Geranios reports that family's members are okay with that plea deal.
Family members spoke to the media afterwards, and they universally expressed a lot of satisfaction and relief at the settlement, primarily because 9-year-old Shasta Groney will not have to testify.
Duncan will be sentenced to 3 consecutive life terms in Idaho, then face federal charges that could carry the death penalty. Most of the power back on in Hawaii following yesterday's 6.7 earthquake. State still checking for damage. Mason Farish, who is staying at a hotel in Hawaii's Big Island, says the islands appear calm today.
Somewhat surreal because, you know, birds are chirping, everything's quiet, no sirens right now. I heard in the distance. Yesterday was a different story, but today is quite beautiful.
No deaths or any major injuries have been linked to the earthquake. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Remember the days when we had to conduct business without email? Hard to imagine, right? Well, just as email redefined the way business people communicate, GoToMeeting is transforming the way we collaborate. GoToMeeting is a revolutionary, cost-effective way to meet with anyone located anywhere in the world. All you need is a PC and an internet connection. GoToMeeting combines the personal interaction of a conference call with the power of web-based presentations and collaboration to create a whole new era of meetings. No matter where you are, you can now conduct your meetings just like you were all in the same room, even when you're miles apart. Once you use GoToMeeting, you'll never know how you worked without it. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo, Sirius. Join the revolution and try GoToMeeting free today.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-476-2610. That's 1-800-476-2610. 1-800-476-2610.
Isn't it time for a change of scenery? Drivers, isn't that why you became a driver in the first place? To be on the move? If you're waiting too much and moving too little, pay attention. Landspan teams have an average dispatch of 2,000 miles. That's right, the scenery is always changing for Landspan teams, and every mile means money. Solos, check out Landspan's Team Driver Match Program. Call 877-247-4795 to join a company just for teams. Call Landspan at 877-247-4795.
Imagine a world where the time balances shape history. Where demons rule the sea. Where transit death is the preferred mode of deep space travel. And where love can be found in a red envelope. Get ready to launch into the future. Buy and read L. Ron Hubbard Presents Writers of the Future Volume 22 and discover an explosion of talent in 12 new science fiction and fantasy tales. Orson Scott Card says, it keeps sci-fi alive. Available in bookstores or go to writersofthefuture.com.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
It was the fresh air. It was the stars. It was those pheasants just getting up. It was that beautiful blonde next to me. We got away. Ever seen those commercials? Want to get away? That's what we did this weekend. I was wondering if we could get a special ISDN broadcast line into Sloat County, North Dakota. Good afternoon, folks, wherever we are. What is it, nighttime? Of course, we've been traveling a lot. You know, when you get a different perspective in time and everything when you go to the least populated place in the United States of America. Now, that's want to get away. That's what we did this weekend. Good to have you with us, folks, here at 1-877-934-6833. This is the Ed Schultz Show. 300 million people are going to be, that's how many people we're going to have in the United States. Sometime this week, we're going to hit that population plateau of 300 million. Now, we come to you from the state, broadcasting from the great state of North Dakota out of Fargo. This is the only state that's going to projected to lose population over the next 5 years. So we would be the perfect state, of course, to, have Southwest Airlines come in here and do a little co-op with their advertising. Want to get away? Slope County's got 250 square miles, under 600 people, and oh, by the way, they do have four voting machines at 30 grand apiece. So let's see. Now, I know all 600 people there aren't going to vote, so let's just give them half. Let's say 300 of them are going to vote. How much is that per person? I mean, you got four machines at 120K at 300 people that are going to vote. Do the math. 246 square people, 246 people per square mile in California. In North Dakota, up here in the prairie, it's only 9 people per square mile. We really had, I didn't know this about Slope County. I know there are not that many people out there, but there sure were a lot of SUVs and a lot of Suburbans. Let's see, from Oregon, Washington, Nebraska, Wyoming, Wisconsin, Minnesota, even South Dakota. That portion, of course, see, you have to understand, folks, that the pheasant hunting opener is like a ritual up here on the prairie, and it's about the only time that folks, it really gets populated. But it's out in Slope County, the western portion of the state, it was just absolutely a phenomenal weekend. We got some of the pictures up there on our webpage as well. And, honey, make sure you bring red wine on the next trip, because red wine is what it's all about. Yeah, I wonder if the investment in red wine is going to be going up today. And does this go for $2, Chuck? Does this work for $2, Chuck, as well? Red wine can prevent stroke damage. Now, this is a study from scientists that are coming out of Johns Hopkins University. They fed mice a moderate dose of compound found in red grape skin.